Hallelujah. Let's just lift our voice and pray in the Holy Ghost right now. If you have a prayer language, just flow in the Spirit. Let's open up our mouth and worship Him in spirit and truth. And if you don't be concerned at all about it. Just say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shila makoro bosalala. Sikatelele shikatola masita. Shisho sholo bososana namandai. Isho lerere alalalalaya. Wind of the Spirit, blow today. Blow, 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 blow in this place. Hallelujah. Shala masika. Iso ro se lele anda. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You reign, 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 you reign. Jesus, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Holy Ghost, you're welcome here. Have your sweet way. Blow the wind of your Spirit. Swirl down around us. Lift us up to higher heights. Take us into deeper depths, new dimensions in you. We're hungry. We're thirsty for the move of God. We're not settling for yesterday's blessing. We're entering into a new day, a new realm, a new season, a new time, a new place in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Moving in the realms of glory, moving in the realms of the Spirit, moving in the supernatural. We are not just natural. We are supernatural. And we're expecting everything your word says. We are expecting everything you promised. We are expecting everything you've shown us. We are expecting to see not some of it, but we are expecting to see all of it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah! Mantaya Boseyala! Glory, glory to God! Risa Teloromai! Shanda Shandere Sola Bahaya! We give you the praise. 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 Spirit of God. Spirit of God, we call out to you. We call on our Savior. We call on our freedom. We call out to freedom. We call out to Jesus. Jesus, 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 we call, we call, we call. We expect it in the name of the Lord. Come on, let's enter in. Come on, let's go boldly through the blood of Jesus. We don't have to stay as beggars. We don't have to stay as paupers. We don't have to stay as blind women and blind men. We don't have to stay outside the court. We don't have to wait and beg and worry and wonder. We can go behind the veil. Glory to God. Jesus ripped the veil. Hallelujah. And he made a place for you. And he made a place for me. And he made a place for everybody who will say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Woo, the wind of the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit. We don't need another sermon. We don't need a hug. We don't need a kiss. We don't need a counseling appointment. We need Jesus. We need the touch of heaven. And we call out on God today for that touch. That touch, that touch. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Jasmine, come down here. Hallelujah. Come down here. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to take this chair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, let's thank God. Sit right there, Jasmine. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's bless him. Hallelujah. 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 The spirit wind is blowing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Just go lay your hands on her. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
The title of my message is Just Say It. Glory to God. And we're going to say it and we're going to see it manifested. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're tired of staying on the outside, talking about it and not seeing it. We're entering into a new day, a day of seeing, a day of receiving, a day of having, a day of breakthrough, a day of blessing, a day of things lifting off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your tomorrow is not going to be like your yesterday. The next phase of your walk and your life with God is not going to be like the last 15 years. God's shifting. God's transitioning. God's moving by His Spirit. Woo! I said glory to God. Signs and wonders when God moves by His Spirit. Miracles manifested, bodies healed, tumors shriveling up, cancers going, rebellion going out the door in the name of Jesus. Creative miracles, body parts replaced in that wonderful name. What a surgeon took out of us, God can put back into us in the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody say thank God this morning. Woo! I know of a lady who had her uterus removed. They took her uterus out as a young woman, and she wanted a baby so bad, and she stood on God's word, and she confessed God's word, and she said, God, it's not your will that we ought to be barren. It's your will that I'm to have a child. And that lady got pregnant and have a baby. It's a documented miracle. Listen, God can put a baby in you without a uterus. Don't say, I've never seen it before. I've never had it done before. I never heard of it happening before. We're entering into a new day with God where God can do the impossible if we'll believe. Every tumor in this room right now, if there's a tumor in your body, we say to it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, any lump, any bump, any tissue that is malfunctioning, you will shrivel up at the root and die in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Hey, tumor, we introduce you to Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Here he is. Here he is. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We got some believers here today. Hallelujah. We're leaving the land of make-believe behind us. Hallelujah. And we're entering into the land of the believer. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Woo! My. Just say it. 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 Just say to the mountain, move. Hallelujah. And don't be worried about how it's going to happen. Just say it. Just say it. Just say it. Just decree it. Hallelujah. There's a power in your tongue. There's a power in your mouth. There's a power of life, of death. Jesus said there's a power in your mouth. There's a power to justify. There's a power to acquit. Or there's a power to condemn. And we acquit and we justify today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just say it. God's wind is blowing. God's Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. Cycling all around this room, all around those that are listening. You may be in your car. You may be in your bedroom. You may be in a hospital bed. You may be in a land overseas. I'm saying to you this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God is moving.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah. We're calling on you, Lord. 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 We're in you, Lord. We're telling the thing to move. We're just saying it this morning. You said, say to a mountain, move, and it has to move into the sea. And we're saying, go into the sea, mountain. Go into the sea, sickness. Go into the sea, problem. Go into the sea situation and be buried up just like the Egyptians were buried up in that water and no one ever heard from them again. Hallelujah. It's mountain moving season. Hallelujah. It's flood tide season. It's overflow season. The Spirit of the Lord, you're not here by accident today. You didn't just happen to come in. You didn't just happen to pick up this CD and listen to it. It's God's plan. It's God's will. Hallelujah. a reason, for a purpose. Glory to God, glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. The wind of the Spirit blowing around us, blowing into our situation. We're calling out on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 6:63, he said in John 6:63, hallelujah. You could stand, you could sit, you could do backflips. You could hang from the chandelier if you want to, if there were a chandelier. You could do whatever God tells you to do. Hallelujah, in this place. We're free in the Spirit. Freedom is in this place. Freedom lives on the inside of us. Hallelujah. We haven't even begun to see the tip of the iceberg of all that God has for us. He said in Ephesians 3:20, unto God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or dream of. That's the kind of God we serve. We don't serve some weak, mamby-pamby God who doesn't care about us. We serve a God of the Spirit. And Jesus said these words in John 6:63. In my title, I said it, is Just Say It. Just repeat that. Just say it. Hallelujah. John 6:63. Jesus said these words. Anything in red is something we should listen to and pay attention to and repeat. He said it's the Spirit that quickens. It's the Spirit who gives life. He's the life giver. Our flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. People work and work and work and work and toil and toil and toil and toil in this life. They don't give their spirit man 2 cents worth of time. For what? I like nice things. I have nice things. I live in a beautiful home. I'm driving a beautiful car. I've been blessed abundantly. But I learned a long time ago, I'm not toiling for the things this earth can bring me. People are working 3 and 4 and 5 jobs and toiling and working so hard. To gain what? We're just pilgrims passing through this place. This is not where we're going to stay for eternity. We have a home, and we're headed there. And on this earth, God wants to use us to profit in the natural and in the spirit. And Jesus said, here, so amazing. There's no profit in the flesh. The words that I have been speaking to you, they are spirit. And they are life. If we want to find life, we find our life in the Spirit. And Jesus was talking about words coming out of our mouth and his mouth. He said they're spirit. Spirit in the Greek is a current of air. It's a breath. It means superhuman. Our words are a current of air. They're breath. They are superhuman. Our words acquit, our words condemn. Our words change situations. Somebody say amen. It means spirit, the Holy Spirit. And then how precious. Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. It means spirit there means Jesus' own spirit. When Jesus left this earth, he said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm not leaving you comfortless. I am leaving the Holy Spirit on the earth, our helper, our standby. As we speak out of our mouth, words come out, air comes out, current comes out, supernatural comes out, change comes out. God gave us the ability, no matter what is going on in our life, to be able to speak out of our mouth and affect a change in the atmosphere all around us and all around those we love and all around our situation and all around our city and all around our nation and all around the globe. Superhuman, Holy Spirit anointed words decreed out of a believer's mouth can change any situation when we say it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, my words are spirit and life. Life there in the Greek is zoe. And it means quickened with the God kind of faith. When we speak and we say God's word, when we speak and we decree God's word, we're speaking life instead of death into a situation. I don't care what the situation may be, how bad it looks, how bad it feels, how long it's been there. Listen, time is not to dominate the believer. We are to dominate and control time. There's no time in heaven. It's eternal. And as believers on earth, we cannot get caught up with age, with time, with how long it's been, with how much we've been waiting, with what happened with our family, with what happened to somebody else, with what happened to someone who died and we thought they were going to live. And we said, what happened here? And so it's never going to happen for me. If that happened for them, that was yesterday. We do not live in yesterday. We do not live in time. We live in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Spirit controls time. We can put time under our feet, even if we're waiting, and Pastor and I are waiting years and years and years and still waiting on some things to be manifest. But I believe by the Spirit of God, He spoke to me this week and He said, the waiting season is about to end. Hallelujah. And the glory season is about to begin. Hallelujah. And the last 15 years of your life is not going to be what the next 15 years of your life is going to hold. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Time is just a number. Whether it's 10 years we're waiting, 15 years, 30 years, it doesn't matter. We are waiting in God. We are waiting in the Spirit. We are speaking words of life. We are speaking Spirit breath out of our mouth. We are speaking Zoe, life, 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 change, change, change out of our mouth. How? Because Jesus said so. He said, my words are spirit and life. Our spirit man is the production center of our life. Not our natural man, not what's going on with the family, not what's going on in the nation, not what's going on in the home. Our spirit man is where everything manifests from. It's the production center of our life. Can you say amen? And the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart, it means spirit. Guard your spirit, for out of your spirit flow the issues and springs of life. Everything flows out of our spirit. That's why we have to watch it. That's why we have to guard it. I have something growing in my spirit. There's miracles in there. There's signs in there. There's wonders in there. There's breakthrough in there. That's why the enemy does everything he can to shut us down, to wound, to hurt, to discourage, to oppress. The spirit of oppression is lifting right off you today, and it's leaving this room. Or wherever you are listening right now, the spirit of oppression has to go, because we say it in Jesus' name, and it must leave and lift off and peace come to take its place. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just lift your hands up and say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about just say it. Proverbs says in Proverbs 18:21, you don't have to turn there. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they who indulge in it, you can indulge in negativity. You can indulge in speaking the situation back to the situation. I don't know what good that's going to do. You can indulge in gossip. You can indulge in murmuring. You can indulge in strife. You can indulge in discord. Or you can speak life. And the word says here, those who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. So we're growing something every time we open our mouth and speak. What are we growing? What are we saying? This clearly says death and life are in the power of our tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. We're going to eat the fruit of what we're saying. Somebody say, just say it. We're going to grow something for death or for life. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. Every time you speak, you are depositing life or death into the atmosphere. Is that not what that scripture says? Every time we speak, we are depositing life or death into the atmosphere. We want to deposit life. Can you say amen? Turn your Bible over to Joshua 14. The enemy has told some of us that we're getting weaker and weaker, that we're getting old, that we're getting tired, that we should just go over and sit in the corner in a chair and just give up, that we should just stay average. I don't want to ever be average. Pastor preached one time and said that average is our enemy. I want to be 100% for God 100% of the time. Am I there yet? No. But I'm doing everything I can in the power of the Holy Ghost to get there. And so are you, or you wouldn't be here today. Amen? So Joshua, he's talking here to the Israelites, and he's saying some really interesting things. And so I just want to read that with you this morning. Joshua 14, verses 7 through 11. Hallelujah. Just say this right after me this morning. I'm not getting weak. I'm getting stronger in the name of the Lord. That's how radical people talk. That's how faith people talk, no matter how weak we feel, no matter what it may feel like. It says here, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout out the land. How old was he? 40. And I brought him a report as it was in my heart. But my brethren who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt, yet I wholly followed the Lord my God. So those that went out to spy the land, they came back with what kind of words? Negative words, death words. And Joshua's saying, I came back with life words. I was speaking life of what God showed me there in the promised land. And Moses swore on that day, surely the land on which your feet have walked shall be an inheritance to you and your children always, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive. The Lord has kept me alive. The Lord has kept you alive. I'd have been gone, dead, and 6 feet under if the Lord had not kept me alive. David said, I believe to see the Lord in the land of the living. That's how he stayed alive. And Josh was testifying that the Lord kept him alive. As he said, these 45 years since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while the Israelites wandered in the wilderness, and now, behold, I'm this day 85 years old. Yet I'm as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. Come on. Age is a number and mine's unlisted. Hallelujah. It's unlisted to the devil when he wants to remind us of how old we are. Oh, you're doing this a long time. How long can you do this? How long are you able to put up with this? Just tell him simply, shut up in Jesus' name. It's okay to say it. Yet I'm as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then. Now you're talking about 40 years old, and now he's 85 years old. So is my strength now for war. Not to sit in a rocking chair and rock, rock, rock till he got to heaven. So is my strength for war and to go out and come in. The Bible said God trains us and strengthens our hands for battle and our fingers for war. Yeah, we're in a war. Every day is a fight, church. Every day. If you're alive and you're breathing and you're calling yourself a believer, you're going to be in warfare every minute of the day. Glory to God. But God is with us, and God is keeping us alive, and God is strengthening us, and God is giving us one victory after another, after another, after another. He's not a God of defeat. He's faithful. And there are seasons of peace. Everything with God is a cycle. And there are cycles of war, and we got to walk through it, and we got to fight through it, and we got to stand through it, and we got to testify through it, and we've got to say through it the word of God. And then there are great seasons of peace. He said, God kept me alive in verse 10. Alive here in the Hebrew language is kaya, and this is what it means. In case the enemy's been telling some of us, You're tired, you're weary, you're worn, you're never going to be able to accomplish this, you're never going to be able to do this. No, God, Jehovah, is in me and keeping me alive. He is preserving me. He's quickening me. He's causing me to recover. He's giving me life. This is what alive means in the Hebrew language. Preserve, quicken, recover, give life, restore, and be made whole. That doesn't sound like I'm just barely going to get by. God is keeping us alive. Somebody say hallelujah. And Joshua is a testimony. He was still fighting giants up in his 85-year-old age and winning, glory to God. Turn your Bible to Matthew 12. Hallelujah. The wind of the Spirit is in this place today. We're expecting. We've already received. There's already been some who've received and some that are listening who have received a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 12, 35 to 37. Glory to God. Ladies that set up today and all the hospitality people, everything smells so good, tastes so good, looks so good. Thank you so much for coming and helping. And yes, let's give them a thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus said here in Matthew 12, verse 35, the good man from his inner good treasure, what's the good treasure in us? The Word, the Lord, the Holy Spirit. The good man from the inner good treasure flings forth good things. And the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give an account for every idle word. The Amplified says, inoperative, non-working word that we speak. We're going to have to give an account for every idle word that we speak. For by your words, say my words. Jesus said this, for by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be sentenced and condemned. So our words can justify and acquit us, or our own words can condemn us. We can't blame our situation. We can't blame our neighbor. We can't blame our spouse if we're married. We can't blame our job. We can't blame our history. There's nothing here that we can blame, our age, other people, problems, circumstances. Jesus said, by our own words, we will be justified and acquitted, healed, delivered, set free, encouraged. Somebody say amen. Now turn your Bible over to chapter 15 of Matthew. Hallelujah. We're going to just say it today. And we're going to walk out of here saying it. And we're going to continue to say it. And we're going to continue to expect it. And then we're going to see it. We're going to see it, Lashana. We're holding on. We're believing. We're saying. We're expecting. We're not regular people. Faith people expect, believe, say, see. We're superhuman in God. We're supernatural in God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Why am I repeating this? I'll keep repeating it for as long as I live, for as long as I'm on this earth. Because it works. Because God said it. Because Jesus said it. Because the will of God is that we walk and live this way. Because the Holy Spirit is on the earth. He's moving throughout the earth. He's shifting. There's a transition in the Spirit. Things are happening and taking place in the Spirit. And our words get us to that point where we begin to see it in the natural. Somebody shout hallelujah. Matthew 15, 11 through 13, Jesus again is saying this. It is not what goes into our mouth, the mouth of a man, that makes him unclean and defiles, but what comes out of the mouth. I didn't make this stuff up. My kids used to say to me, Mom, shut up. Stop it now with the watch your words. They said that. Do you have children? If you do, they say that stuff. Get away from me. Go away. Get out of my face. But I believe what Jesus said. Jesus said it, so I'm going to say it. Jesus did it, so I'm going to do it. Jesus said teach it, so we're going to teach it. Jesus said, morning, noon, and night, tell your family, tell your children. Recount the faithfulness of God. Bring love, bring correction. Hallelujah. We can't let our kids run ramshot over us. Everybody's afraid of something. Political correctness is the demise of America. Nobody can say anything. Nobody can do anything. God forbid you correct your children. I spanked my children. Yes, I did. Hard and furious and heavy. They'd have come for me and arrested me now. Even the dog ran away from me when I got the plastic spoon out of the drawer. He'd hear the drawer open and everything would swish around and the dog would run and hide under the bed. Come on, this is life, this is real. We need to say what Jesus said. We need to do what the Word of God instructs us. This is where our success is. This is the production center of everything in life, is God's Word. We don't have to be afraid. We can walk in God's Word. You're going to be criticized. You're going to be talked about. People are not going to like it. Too bad. Everybody else is coming out of the closet. Everybody else is doing their thing. Everybody else is saying what they want to say. It's time for the church in America to begin to rise up, say it and speak out in words of love what we believe, what I believe. Come on, say hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Praise God. 15, 11 through 13, is that where I was? It's not what goes into our mouths. Everybody is so worried about what we eat, and yes, we have to eat healthy, but you can get really weird in that realm too and be so weird you stop functioning like a normal person. We have to plead the blood over our food. It says in Exodus, God takes the poison out of our food and our water. Obviously, they knew something back then that we were going to be living with now. Even the water's poison. You pray before you eat. You eat it, you swallow it, you bless it. I heard a testimony of a woman who had to take chemotherapy for breast cancer, and she took the bag before they put it in her body. God heals many ways. In the Word, there's actually seven ways God heals. And she laid her hands on that chemotherapy and said, I claim the Word in Luke that says, no deadly thing shall by any means harm or hurt me. I'm going to take this. It's going to be all good and do good and not harm me. And she was totally fine. Didn't have one side effect of chemotherapy, didn't lose her hair, didn't get nauseous, didn't go through any of the natural things. Why? Because we're not natural. We are superhuman. Hallelujah. We are supernatural in God. And still live. And she wrote that song, whose report will you believe? We'll believe the report of the Lord. If any of you know that, praise God. God's greater than chemotherapy. God's greater than cancer. God's greater than AIDS. God's greater than lack. God's greater than oppression. The Spirit of God and our uniting in what He says and us saying the same thing is greater than anything we could face. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What comes out of the mouth that makes a man unclean and defiles him? And the disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were displeased and offended and indignant? You're always going to have critics standing around saying to you, don't get out of the boat. Don't jump out on the water. Don't move out of average. Stay where you are. Somebody might get offended. Somebody might not like it. No one's ever walked on water before. How do you know you're going to walk on water? Don't do it. You might drown. Don't start up a business. You might not be successful. Don't move. You may not be able to pay your mortgage. Let's walk on the water. Let's get out of the boat. Hallelujah. At least Peter walked a little bit. I've never seen anybody walk on a pool, get in a pool and say, I'm just going to take a little walk in the water. They go straight down. Isn't that right? I do. But Jesus said, come, Peter. God's calling His church higher. God's calling us. By the Spirit of the Lord, He's putting a hunger in us to come in higher. new levels, new dimensions in God. Walk on the water. Not listen to the people, the negativity in the boat. The Pharisees were standing around Jesus all the time, criticizing and talking about him. Because they're always going to be talking, and they're always going to be judging, and they're always going to be criticizing, and they're always going to point their finger when you get out of the boat and start walking on the water. At least he tried. Say amen. And so Jesus answers them, and he says, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be torn up by the roots. So we see here something. Jesus is saying words defile and words can tear down roots. So we're either planting with our words, and we should be planting with our words, and we can also be tearing roots down with our words. We're growing something, or we're speaking to something that's growing that we don't want to see growing. Can you say amen? Didn't Jesus stand in front of a tree? What kind of craziness is that? And he said to the tree, you're going to be withered up and dead in 3 days. And that tree died. How did he do it? Did he say, zzz? No. He said to the tree, just say it, say it. Just say it. You're going to die. And that thing withered up and died. That's what we need to do. Plant with our words or tear down things we don't want to see with our words. What we don't want to do is try to figure out how this is going to happen. And that's where a lot of us stay, in that place of figuring out how God's going to do it, figuring out how it's going to happen, figuring out, well, if I do this and somebody criticizes me, how am I going to feel? Or if I do this and it doesn't work, what am I going to feel? It doesn't matter. Just do what God is telling you to do, and the outcome does not rest on our shoulders, thank God. It rests on His. Say hallelujah. Whatever needs to be changed must be spoken to. We can't stand around idle. David in the Bible, that little ruddy boy who had to kill a giant, ran towards the giant saying. He ran towards the giant with that little sling and one stone saying, I'm going to take off your head and I'm going to chop it off and I'm going to feed it to the birds. And that's how we need to walk, church, in the spirit, to things that loom so large in front of us. We need to run at it. The Spirit of the Lord said this to me in my own life. Start running towards your problem with God's word in your mouth, saying problem, mountain, sickness, whatever it might be, in the name of Jesus, be cast into the sea. Hallelujah. There's things that take place. I was battling some weird symptoms, and I was getting into the mode of the symptom, thinking about it and concerned about it and waking up in the night about it. And that's when the Spirit of the Lord spoke this to me. He said, why are you thinking about the symptom? Introduce the symptom to me. Hallelujah. See it as a symptom. Run at the symptom saying, be removed and cast into the sea. And immediately there was a change because it started with what we said. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 23 says, if anyone, what? Says to a mountain, move yourself. We don't have to push the mountain. We don't have to change the situation. We have to speak, pray, and say, and watch the thing move itself into the sea. You can't be saying and be wondering at the same time. Have you ever seen them do that example where they say, just go ahead and think about something for a minute. Just do it. Just go ahead and just think about something in your mind. Just let your mind just go for a minute. And just think about maybe a situation or something that's going on. Just think about it for a minute while we sit here. Now just open up your mouth and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Go ahead. Now, did you stop thinking about it? Well, that's how we have to live. Not wondering, but saying. Somebody say amen. I'm too busy fighting the giant to be fighting my thoughts and my questions and the suggestions of the devil. All we have to do is speak out of our mouth. A lot of times we take so much time even talking to the enemy and talking about the enemy and talking about the problem and thinking about the problem, when if we just start saying out of our mouth, the mind begins to settle down because we're speaking God's word out of our mouth. I'm not going to take the time to go there. I'm going to take the time to move ahead and run towards the giant. I remember a couple of years ago, Pastor Paul got some kind of weird symptom on his arm, on his elbow, and just strange. And the doctor, when we went, they tried to do everything. They didn't know what was wrong. His arm on this part, his forearm, it swelled up like the size of a basketball. And he was in intense pain, and they tried to drain it, and nothing was there, didn't come out. And we did everything we could do in the natural realm. And then we said, well, you know what? We know what to do. So we started to look at his elbow every day and say, isn't it wonderful? How wonderful that elbow and that arm is perfect. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus said we could have what we say? Isn't it great? Hon, how great that is totally healed. Meantime, the things like this. That's how people of faith live. And I'm telling you, that thing was like that for 3 weeks. But I want to say maybe after 2 or 3 days of saying, how wonderful that that's gone. How awesome that I can call what's not as though it is. How great that I can speak word over and see it disappear. Isn't it great, hon? That's gone now. It's no longer there. Couple of days, totally gone. We don't know what it was. We don't know where it came from. All we know is it's gone. Because of God, because of the word, because of faith, because of saying. It's a lifestyle. It's not a goosebump and a chill. I can't do this for you. I wish I could. We have to do it for ourselves and live this way for ourselves and see the victory for ourselves. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to cast those things down and keep running. I'm just telling you how I live. Just cast that stuff down and just keep on running in the word, in the spirit. The three Hebrew boys, they said, we'll not bow, not even if we burn. They were going to be pushed into that fiery furnace, and what they said is what manifested. Everything in our life is coming out of the production center of our spirit. And so then they said, the Lord we serve shall deliver us. No one had been pushed into a fiery furnace before. How did they know that was going to happen? They said it, they believed it, and then the Bible says the king saw a fourth man in the fire with them. They were totally delivered. They were not burned. Only their ropes and those things that trapped them and held them captive were burned off. They believed it, they said it. By saying God's word, we draw attention to God. When we speak about our problem, we draw attention to ourselves. I don't want to draw attention to myself. I want to say, problem, here, the door is open. Meet God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Those boys went in, and you may be in a fiery furnace this morning. I don't know. And we're coming out. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody just lift your voice and praise. Come on, let's thank God right now. We're saying, I'm coming out. Situation's going to change. It's got to give in. It's got to back up. Hallelujah. It cannot stay in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Mark 11:22 says, have faith, not in ourselves. Have faith in God. It's God we're looking to. It's His strength we're drawing from. It's His wisdom that we need. It's His purpose that we want to see fulfilled. Our faith is not in a pastor. Our faith is not in our friend. Our faith is not in our spouse. Our faith is not in our loved ones. Our faith is in God. And God is faithful. And He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never let you go. I'll be with you always to the ends of the earth. So Jesus said, have faith in God. And then, when you have faith in God, whoever says to a mountain, Mark 11:22 and 23, whoever says to a mountain, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, guarding our heart, the production center of our life, does not doubt in our heart, but believes that what he says will take place, he will have what he says. It says three times there, what we say we'll have. Why did God say into the sea? So he could bury it. We'd never see it again, hear from it again. Just like we said earlier with the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Believing and saying opens the door to the supernatural. Believing and saying opens the door to the supernatural. Our job is not to remove the mountain or the giant or the problem. Our job is just to open the door to the supernatural and then let God come in and move those things out of our way. Speaking God's word is what opens the door. Let's just say this together this morning. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, whatever that you is in your life this morning, I declare to you to go into the sea and never come back. Come on, let's thank him for it right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's take a praise break. Hallelujah. We're not trying to get God to do it. Hallelujah. We're just believing and saying that it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's bringing us through, church. God's bringing us out, church. God's bringing us to an end of what it is that's taking place. God's word is working mightily in me. God's word is working mightily in you. God is for you and you are for God. Psalm 107 and verse 20 says he sent his word and healed us. God's word is working. Don't believe the symptom. Don't believe the situation. Don't believe what's taking place. Believe what the word of God says. God is bringing us out. God is bringing us out. Hallelujah. We're like the woman with the issue. She didn't ask for an appointment. She didn't ask for a prayer. She didn't ask for a hug. She just knew in her heart and said, when I get to Jesus, when I get to Jesus, when I get to Jesus. Well, you know what? We got to Jesus. We're with Jesus. We're by Jesus. Hallelujah. She reached down and touched Jesus with her words and with her faith. She touched him, and he touched her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, praise God right now. Let's touch him, and he's touching us. Bless his wonderful name. Glory to God. She said it, and she got it. Matthew 19:26, all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. We cannot listen to the enemy. He's going to try to trip us up. He's going to try to discourage us. He's going to try to yap, yap, yap in our ear. We're not listening. This is a moment, church. We are in a time and in a season in the Spirit with God. He's coming back. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back so soon. We've got to do what we've got to do for the Lord, in the Lord, through the Lord. See things change. See things, miracles take place. See situations transition. Tell people about Jesus. The world is waiting. Paul said it when he preached last Sunday. God has planted eternity in men's hearts. People are crying out for help, and they don't even know where their help is. We need to be verbal and vocal and point Jesus to point people to Jesus Christ. Live in this realm and not miss your moment with God. God's moving, and we need to jump through the portal that he's opened up for us. There's never been a season like this before. We've never come this way before. We've never crossed this way before. This is our best season. Hallelujah. This is our blessed season. Glory to God. Doesn't mean we're not going to have tests and trials and things take place. Just stand on your feet right now. Close your Bible. Close your notebook. Just stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. The Spirit of the Lord is on us. The Spirit of the Lord is around us today. Hallelujah. We're saying and we're seeing, glory to God. We're saying and we're expecting glory to God. We're not weak, glory to God. God kept Joshua alive. He's keeping us alive, hallelujah. He's preserving us. Our youth is being renewed like an eagle. He is with us. He said, I won't leave you. He's making us whole, hallelujah. He's put life, quickening power of life on the inside of us. We are a three-part being. We have a body. We possess a soul. Our mind, our will, our emotions, but really who we are is our spirit man, glory to God. And we're calling on the Lord. We're using our voice in the Spirit. Our voice is our address in the Spirit. That's where we live. If we don't speak, we're going to lose out by default. We better open up our mouth and begin to say and begin to decree and begin to declare, hallelujah. The Lord had me look up all the stories in the New Testament about the blind men, and I'm going to close with this. In Matthew 9, in Matthew 20, in Luke 18, in Mark 10, these blind men had no eyesight, but they saw something. They saw something in the Spirit. They knew that Jesus was a healer. And in every single place there where you read about the blind men, Matthew 9, 27, Matthew 20, 30, Luke 18, 35, Mark 10, 46. Listen to what it says. It was so such a blessing to me. In Matthew 9, the two blind men called out and got their sight. In Matthew 20, 30, the two blind men cried out and got their sight. They used something they did have to get something they didn't have. That's where we are in the Spirit. God wants us to use what we do have, our words, His word in our mouth, to receive something we don't have. In Luke 18, 35, the blind beggar screamed out. He didn't let the disciples shut him down. He didn't let people shut him down. He didn't let pride shut him down. He didn't let what is somebody going to think shut him down. He didn't let any of these things shut him down. He cried and screamed to Jesus and said, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to see. How bad do we want what it is that we're believing God for? We have to be willing to cry out, to scream out to God, to call out to God. In Mark 10, 46, it says that blind man shouted out to God. And in every single situation, they received their sight. Come on, let's lift our hands this morning. Let's shout to God this morning. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. Come on, let's shout out to God this morning. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's call out right now. What is it that you need from the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. By our words, by your words, by your words, by your calling on the Lord. Jesus, Son of David, I need your help. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help my children. Help my son, Lord. Touch my son, Lord. Touch my daughter, Lord. Touch my child, Lord. Touch my grandchildren, Jesus. Touch my body. Touch my brother. 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 Touch him, Jesus. Touch my brother. Touch my mother. Touch him, Lord. Touch my father. Touch my sister. Touch my spouse. Touch my body. In the name of Jesus, He's keeping us alive at 85, strong as a 40-year-old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. If you want a touch from the Lord, call out. Hallelujah. He said we're going to see it. That which we've been believing for. That which we've been holding on to for. That which we've been holding the word to for. Hallelujah. The supernatural. The move of the Spirit. The move of God. To those that are listening, you receive where you are right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak over you. Hallelujah. Praise, praise. Shapakato. We believe that we receive it. Cry out to God. Scream out to God. Do what the blind men did. Hallelujah. Calling, 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 calling. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my situation. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We call on you. That's a right cry. It's okay to cry. Hallelujah. Calling. Calling. We're calling on the Lord, not a man, not a woman, not a church, not a religion, not a government, not a person, not a personality. We're calling on the Lord today. The miracle worker, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're calling on you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're believing you, Lord. We're looking to heaven for our help. We quit on and give up on looking to human beings for our help a long time ago. We believe you today. Bodies healed, bodies touched. Hallelujah. Tumors shriveling up, cancer leaving, diabetes going, hypertension and high blood pressure out of here in the name of the Lord. Rebellious children getting in line in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Calling, calling on Jesus. We look to the cross and live. We believe God today. 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 Calling on Jesus today. We believe God today. We believe God today. We're looking to you, Lord. You promised, and we're receiving what you promised. We're introducing the problem to God today. We're calling on Jesus. We believe in God today. Breakthrough, God, hallelujah. Transforming, God, hallelujah. Miracle working, God, hallelujah. Restorative, God, thank you, Lord. Strength, God, hallelujah. Jesus! We call upon your name. That's it, LaShawna, call.
Jesus!
We're calling on. Supernatural. We're not worried about what anybody thinks. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need your touch. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We speak in your name today. We call on you today. We believe you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind the enemy in any form he might come in. You can't have our kids. No. You can't have our kids. No. Come on, pray for your children and your grandchildren right now. Tell the devil how it's going to be. No. They're a generation for Christ. They're best days and blessed days and glory days and peace-filled days and anointed days and supernatural days. They're lights in the darkness. The darkness is getting darker, but the light is shining brighter. Our children are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. Hallelujah. Best days and blessed days and joy-filled, skipping around days for you, Amanda. Hallelujah. No more sad crying days. Victory and blessed and joy-filled days. Woo! The wind of the Spirit's blowing. Zoe life. Hallelujah. Current of heaven. The wind of heaven is blowing in this place, in our life, in our family. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Spirit, spirit, spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Hallelujah. The current air. Hallelujah. Woo! Breath, breath, breath of God. Holy Spirit, Jesus' own Spirit, moving through us. We'll live and not die to declare the works of God. We're not getting weak, we're getting stronger. We have Zoe life, the quickening life, the God kind of life. Jesus on the inside of us, the Holy Ghost in us. Hallelujah. Listen to this prophecy from Kenneth Hagin while you're calling out. February 27, 2014, special days. Special times have come. Ah, these may not seem as special to you as they are to me, says the Lord. See, I've been looking forward to this a whole lot longer than you have. I've been planning this a whole lot longer than you have. And I already see the end and the beginning. I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, and it is time, says God, for you to rejoice, because all of heaven is rejoicing. The time has come. Oh, soon, soon, soon. Oh, sooner than that, soon and very soon, there's a great change coming. There's a great change at hand right now in the progress of this natural physical world. All the times and the things that have been said and gone before you have come to a climax, and there's a great change occurring in the realm of the Spirit. Oh, yes, and it's to be rejoiced about, and it's to be shouted about. But, oh, let me tell you, heaven is not rejoicing over the deliverance of the nation of the United States of America. Heaven is not just rejoicing over the times that are at hand and the great increase in the gathering of souls all over the world. Heaven is rejoicing because the work has already been done through Jesus, and Jesus is coming sooner than you think. Hallelujah. 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 You're so precious. You know that? You're so beautiful. Precious. The glory of God's on you. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank God. Woo! Hallelujah. Beautiful and precious. There's a restorative power at work in your body. Those old soul wounds, those javelins ran you through and then pulled out the other way, left a hole, a scar, and an ache and a hurt. Woo! God's healing them right now by His Spirit. They're closing up, closing up, closing up, closing up, closing up. See yourself as God sees you. Beautiful, healthy, wealthy, peace-filled. Hallelujah. Come on, you can just shout your way right into a miracle. Anything can happen in this room right now. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. All of you, Lord. 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 All of you. Can dance your way right down the road like David danced. He didn't care about anybody. He danced so hard in the Bible, his clothes fell off. We hope that doesn't happen today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we can worship and sing and shout our way. Doesn't matter what kind of test we have to take. Doesn't matter what a number shows. A number is just a number. God is God and God is glorified. Hallelujah. He's the healer. We're introducing the situation, the sickness, the disease to our God today. We're opened up the door by what we say. Praise God. Bro, the Spirit of the Lord says to you, you're entering into a brand new season. A season that you thought you saw years and years ago, and then you said, gee, I must have missed it. You didn't miss it. It's going to take place. It's going to happen. It's a transition. It's a shift. It's a change. Keep saying it. Keep expecting it. God's brought health and wholeness into your body today. There's been a shift physically. And there's a shift in the spirit. There's so many things that God has ahead for you. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has recorded in His word for you. You're going to run this race with joy and gladness. The sorrow, sighing, aching days are past. Your next 15 greater than your last 15. and you're going to do every single thing God has shown you and asked you to do. Come on, let's give God thanks right now. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Death goes out and life comes in. Fear goes out and hope comes in. Hallelujah. Oppression goes out and peace comes in. It's been paid for legally. The blood of Jesus paid for our peace. Hallelujah. The natural goes out and the supernatural comes in. We put it out the door. We arise to the occasion in God, renewed, quickened, made whole. The quickening, life-giving Spirit of God, the wind of the Spirit, the breath of God, making a deposit where we go with our words. Watch your words. I admonish you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. I implore you to watch your words and ask the Holy Spirit, even now while we stand here together, that the Holy Spirit will set a watch over our mouth and remind us, oops, shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Lord. I curse that to the ground in the name of Jesus. It shall not produce any fruit in keeping with its kind. Because we're going to new places in God. Those that are hungry and those that are thirsty, Jesus said, you will drink and you will eat. So watch our words. We're going to watch our words. We're going to just say it. Say it. Keep saying it. No matter how it looks, keep saying it. No matter how long, keep saying it. Keep expecting. Keep believing. Let's pray before we leave. Father, we thank you for this day. It's the day that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We bless those that are listening. We bless those that are here today. We thank you that the enemy cannot steal the seed of the word. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over everyone in the sound of our voice. And we give you glory and honor and praise for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.